News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Over the course of the next few days, as we head towards St. Patrick Day, the parade in Dublin, the biggest parade in the country, begins at 12 noon on Sunday. Of course, there are parades right around the country. We're not saying anything is wrong with them, but we're going to talk about Dublin, getting around Dublin, because it's going to have an impact on the city on the day. Gerry Farrell, Operations Director with Dublin Town, is with us. Hi, Gerry.
Hi, folks.
The big concern, of course, is that people are, worried about how they're going to get in. Public transport, presumably, is the best thing to use.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, you won't be able to drive right up to the parade route or anything like that, but there is additional public transport there. Some of it, obviously, will be stopping a little bit further out. So, say, for example, if you're getting the Red Line, Lewis, you won't be able to go across O'Connell Street, of course, and things like that. But there is additional capacity on the network. And, there's plenty of time to get in and get set up. Although, of course, we do, advise people to get there a little bit early to get their preferred viewing spot, be it on O'Connell Street or Westmoreland Street or Dame Street or wherever you prefer yourself.
I was talking to the Lord Mayor, Dáithí de Roiste. There's going to be a very special section after O'Connell Bridge for people with additional needs. It's a quiet zone, effectively.
Yeah, it's great to see that being put in place in around O'Connell Bridge there. And look, it makes the parade more accessible for everyone, because I suppose, I've seen it on 15 years working for Dublin Town, and we've been involved in the parade for all that time. And I've seen it develop over the years, and it's great to see it grow and grow, and especially come back after COVID, because I suppose none of us really knew a couple of years ago whether big crowds would come back, and they definitely have.
I mean, the one thing that people were concerned about after the riots was people coming into town. This is the opportunity to reset. I'm presuming there'll be plenty of guards, plenty of stewards.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we had a business forum meeting there yesterday with the Gardaí and City Council, and obviously St. Patrick's Festival, the parade and the other events across the weekend were discussed in detail. Look, there is going to be obviously a very visible guard presence. And look, I know from our own day job, we've been involved in plenty of events actually since the unfortunate events in the end of November. And look, people have come back in, people have enjoyed the city centre. And I think if you give people a good quality offering, they definitely will come in. And there's certainly a whole range of stuff across St. Patrick's Festival. The parade obviously is the kind of big set piece, showpiece event, but some of the stuff that's going on in Collins Barracks along the quays as well over the course of the weekend, I just think it's going to be a really enjoyable weekend in town.
Okay, and all the details are up on the St. Patrick's Festival website. Thank you very much for joining us, Gerry Farrell, Operations Director for Dublin Town. Shane, are you heading into the parade? You don't strike me as a parade type of creature.
I take exception to that. I greatly enjoy the parade. Are you saying I'm not a kind of a party guy? Is that the implication there?
Well, I can't imagine you standing on the side of the road with green zagabons and a shamrock hat.
I have done that many times.
Have you?
Yeah, wow.
The biggest parade after the Dublin Parade, of course, is the Whitechurch parade in Cork, where all the young lads will be walking around the pitches. Yeah, I mean, there is the one in town, but I mean, the GA one.
But it's the Whitechurch one is the big one, really.
Oh yeah, that's I'm the official photographer this year.
Yeah, no, I love. We were chatting about this earlier in the week. I absolutely love St. Patrick's Day. I think, and I'm really looking forward to the weekend. Gerry, thanks indeed for that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.